attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in minutes, we'll be joined by Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo. He's running for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. This is like job one. The key is to get Stephen Horsford and send him back home, not to Nevada, but to his home in Virginia. We'll do that coming up in just a couple minutes. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Arizona Charlie's Decatur has the hottest cover and tribute bands around. Come check out the all-new Coverall Lounge, formerly Naughty Ladies Saloon, and enjoy the same great weekend entertainment with a fresh new look. So come on in every Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. with no cover charge. Grab a drink and get ready to groove all night long at the Coverall Lounge, located inside of your favorite local casino.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. I'm no. I'm a rocket man burning out as fuse I've ever known.
Coming up on the show, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo. He's running for Congress in CD4. Why does he want to replace Stephen Horsford? We'll talk about that. Also, we'll give you a chance to hear from Mario Loyola from the Heritage Foundation. What is it that the president accomplished on his ill-fated trip to Israel? The meetings that he had scheduled were canceled. And he essentially gave a couple of speeches, and that's about, he met with Bibi Netanyahu and other Israeli officials, and beyond that, not much happened. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Mario Loyola from the Heritage Foundation. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do as we continue. We're sprinting to the finish line today. My name is Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. Arnett Thomason. There have been violent demonstrations in parts of the world following the deadly explosion outside a Gaza hospital. Although American and Israeli intelligence have presented evidence that it was an errant terrorist rocket that blew up, some insist on blaming Israel. This evening, President Biden to address the nation from the Oval Office.
Having just returned from a whirlwind trip to Israel, the president will deliver a primetime speech to discuss two critical world events: the U.S. response to Hamas's terrorist attacks against Israel and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Mr. Biden said he would be asking Congress this week to approve supplemental funding for both Israel and Ukraine, along with some domestic needs. And White House officials are considering a package that could cost tens of billions of dollars. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There were hundreds of arrests during yesterday's protests on Capitol Hill. Demonstrators shouting "Free Palestine" and "Ceasefire now." Several protesters face charges of assaulting a police officer. Third vote expected today as House Republicans try once again to elect a Speaker of the House. Ohio's Jim Jordan, the nominee, unable so far to get the votes needed to get the Speaker's gavel. Unemployment applications falling to an 8-month low last week.
Businesses are continuing to retain workers despite elevated interest rates meant to cool the economy and labor market. The Labor Department reports jobless claim applications fell by 13,000 to 198,000 for the week ending October 14th. That's the fewest since January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Ford laying off another 150 Michigan auto workers as the UAW strike, which kicked off on September 15th, drags on. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 119 points, the NASDAQ 7 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. And right now, most Americans with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts are not prepared for a financial crisis that could hit the U.S. in the next 45 days if we don't fix our ramped up government spending. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new financial crisis survival kit that's 100% free for everyone with a retirement account who calls in today. Simply call 800-900-8000. My financial crisis survival kit is jam-packed with valuable information on how you can protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Your first step to protection is calling 800-900-8000 and speaking to one of their gold IRA specialists.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Again, simply call 800-900-8000.
This is your KMTQ News Flash. The shorthanded defending champs, they left it all on the court last night as the Las Vegas Aces won their second straight WNBA title. The nail-biting Game 4 win over the New York Liberty, 70-69 at Barclays Center. The Aces are the first team to win back-to-back championships since the LA Sparks did that back in 2001 and 2002. Asia Wilson, a two-time league most valuable player, was named WNBA Finals MVP. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. Can we all now say, three-peat? If you're thinking about becoming a homeowner here in Las Vegas, you need to be making a six-figure income. Online real estate brokerage firm Redfin says a Las Vegas household needs to make more than $113,000 a year in order to afford a mortgage today. That's up 15% from the same time last year. Redfin reports the median monthly mortgage for Las Vegas is now $2,830 a month. Local real estate experts say Southern Nevada faces a number of challenges when it comes to affordable housing. That includes increasing interest rates, a shortage in affordable housing units, and a slowdown in those listings. Plus, Wall Street hedge funds have been buying up single-family homes and renting them out here in Southern Nevada. Las Vegas dog and cat owners will soon be required to microchip their pets. The Las Vegas City Council unanimously approving that move, which beginning in August of next year will be a condition of getting the already required pet license. All dogs and cats older than 4 months must be licensed within Las Vegas City limits. North Las Vegas requires pet licensing but not microchipping. Clark County mandates microchipping but not licensing. Henderson requires both. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. That's 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas. So how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We're going to an accident in the downtown Las Vegas area. This is on 95 northbound, just past Las Vegas Boulevard. It's the only one to report actually on 95 in that area. In the Southwest Beltway, you are getting word of one on 215 westbound before Decatur. All clear, though, on I-15 and Summerlin Parkway. Sunny and warm today in the valley. It is 66 degrees. We'll hit 92, though, this afternoon. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
From the king of the world!
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. We do it every day from 6 until 9. It's the complete package, news, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all. And today, we've got Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo. He's a candidate for Congress in CD4. He's a retired Air Force combat commander, and he joins us. Good morning, David.
Kevin, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Want to ask you, you're running for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. Can you give me a kind of a state of the campaign speech with the primary coming up June 11th? Can you talk a little bit about the state of your campaign early on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Campaign is doing great. Yeah, I've been campaigning now for almost a year. Back when I decided to run, I had to make sure that I was the right fit to represent Nevada. And I looked at farther out to 2024, and I predicted what the issues were going to be to determine whether I was the right person to run. And the things that I came up with were national security, energy independence, and the economy. And I think those are the three main issues that are the topics of the day, and I think they still will be in 2024. And I just happen to have experience in all of those. Obviously, my national security experience is with the military. I worked in the energy industry for 10 years up on the North Slope of Alaska, and I currently own two small businesses. So obviously, the economy is important. One of my jobs is as a financial advisor, and I'm very in tune with what the economy is doing. So when I look at that, and I look at the other candidates that are out there, none of them can meet those criteria like I can.
David, all of us were horrified by the images coming out of Israel since October 7th. Your impressions of what you have seen so far?
Yeah, so, you know, it's sad because I think we all know that if our president was a different person right now, we wouldn't be having these issues in Ukraine, and we wouldn't have these issues in Israel. It saddens me that, you know, Hamas has taken this action against Israel, especially when it was so preventable if we had just continued to follow the policies of the previous administration. The Hamas told us exactly. They just don't want to admit to it. They've been planning this for 2 years. You notice they didn't say 4 years, they didn't say 5 years, they didn't say 6 months. And if you look back 2 years ago, a couple things happened. One, we had a new president, and we had the debacle in Afghanistan. And ever since then, the world has been in turmoil because we are appearing to be weak. And in the international eyes, that's exactly what's happening. So 2 years ago, they started to plan this thing, and they've even told us that. And it coincides directly with those two events. So something that could have been preventable, something that didn't have to happen, the policy of appeasement, the policy of putting a price tag on American heads, now we have a hostage situation. You know, what do you think Hamas is thinking? How much is an American worth? It's ludicrous, and what's happening. And then, you know, what happened the other day with the hospital, it's sad. But the media is so complicit and eager to just jump on whatever is reported by Hamas, and it wasn't even factual. And it caused all sorts of turmoil in the world where there was protests everywhere, even in our own capital. And Something needs to be done on the media side where they need to get their facts straight before they start reporting stuff.
David, I want to ask you, because the New York Times, the Washington Post, even the Wall Street Journal, they say there's a direct link between Iran and Hamas and the planning of the October 7th attacks. The Biden administration can't say that. They can't draw a link. What say you when it comes to Iran and its role in all of this?
Well, you know, 24 years in the Air Force, and we've always known that Iran and Hamas and Hezbollah are linked. The fact that this administration won't link those three together, along with Islamic Jihad, tells us a lot about what their underlying goals are, right? They say one thing openly in public, will support Israel, but they won't link those three elements, Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah together, and put a red line in the sand. They're not willing to put that red line in the sand. If one hair is hurt on any of those hostages, we should have that red line, and Iran should be held responsible.
I want to ask you, because the president's going to speak tonight, 5 o'clock our time, an address from the Oval Office. What would you like to hear from the president coming up this afternoon?
Exactly what I was just mentioning there. We need to make it with no uncertain terms what will happen if this escalates and if Iran gets involved. And Iran could easily get with Hamas and Hezbollah and put a stop to this, but they won't. They want to destroy Israel. They want to destroy the United States. They've openly, publicly said it. What their end state and how they're going to get there, I have no idea. And that is kind of scary, because, you know, lately they've been able to work on the nuclear stuff. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But we need to put the red line out there, and we need to get those hostages out of there. And we should be the ones that are showing strength, and we're not right now.
CD4 is a big congressional district. You've been traveling the last year to all kinds of different points along the way. Can you tell me what you're hearing from voters? What are the two or maybe three issues that you're hearing from them are important and that resonate with voters?
Yeah, so when I'm out in the rurals, I've done a couple of tours. I've been all the way up to Yerington and all throughout the rurals. They have a few different issues that we don't have here in Las Vegas. You know, they got medical care issues. They've got the land rights issues. They've got the solar panels going up in their neighborhoods, things like that. But the common element with Las Vegas and the rurals is national security, is immigration. And number one is they always talk about the economy. And the economy is in shambles right now. And it's all preventable. You know, I talk about those three things that are the primary elements of my campaign, and that's national security, energy independence, and economy. And I believe we fix the economy almost instantly when we get back to energy independence, and we're not relying on foreign oil or foreign means driving the price up, because right now we're competing against all other countries for that same price, which is driving it up. You know, and unfortunately, when we talk to the economy, you know, they remove things like food costs and gas costs in the overall inflation rate. And, you know, I was just reading on the commercial before your show here, or listening, real estate mortgage costs have gone up 15%, right, just in a year. Almost to $3,000 a month is your average mortgage cost here. And that's how inflation has destroyed us. But yet those numbers don't get reported in overall inflation. So that is hurting everybody right now. So economy is probably the number one that is the common. And then a close second is immigration and obviously crime and national security. And I kind of lump all those into one thing. National security, the border is a national security issue, and the immigration needs to be fixed. We all need to get to the table, and we need to get a control on the immigration. And I can start following the rules, the laws that we have on the book now, and see where we are there before we start creating all sorts of new laws.
Again, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo joining us. He's a candidate for Congress in CD4. We are expecting sometime today another speaker vote. The first two speaker votes did not go well for Jim Jordan. Can you talk a little bit about how we got to this place and how do we get out of it?
You know, whether we like it or we dislike it, you know, the House right now is a little bit, dysfunctional. But one thing that I do appreciate is that the Republicans aren't afraid to disagree. And on the Democrat side, you never see any disagreement. They're all in lockstep, almost like, singing the same tune. And that scares me more than having people who disagree in debate. If you go back and you look at the Constitution, you know, the parties involved in that, obviously there was different parties back then, but none of them agreed. None of them walked away from the table happy when the Constitution was finally written, because none of them got everything they wanted. And we need to get back to a government that works that way and where we don't have these elements within our party or within the entire House of Representatives or Senate that can't get along because it's my way or no way. And that needs to be fixed. And I was really hoping Jim Jordan, and I still think he can get the votes, but that message has to go out. It's like, come on, guys, we have to get together. We have to compromise. We have to understand that not everybody's going to be happy when we walk away from this table.
Is this going to hurt the Republican brand? You're going to be a candidate for high office coming up on June 11th in the primary. Do you worry that it's going to hurt Republicans, not just in the primaries, but looking ahead to the general election in November?
I think the messaging will be important. As I said, I think having discourse is healthy. I think having debate is healthy. So we need to take it on those terms. And so I don't, you know, right now, what the media is reporting, is one thing. But in reality, we will all be okay. The House of Representatives will get this figured out, and we'll get back to a functioning government. And a year from now, we'll have the election. And I don't think what's happening right now is going to affect the primaries or the general election.
David, in our final couple of minutes, what is it your campaign needs at this juncture? You've been at it for a while now. You've been able to assess where you are as a campaign. Can you talk a little bit about what it is you need and how people can reach out to you?
Absolutely. Up till now, so I've been running for almost a year now, unopposed. All of a sudden, last minute, there's another candidate in the race. Still trying to wrap our head around how a 20-year Democrat politician ends up running in a Republican primary race to represent you in Congress. But we'll get, that just happened. But he announced a couple weeks ago and has been silent ever since. We haven't heard from him. Don't know what's going on there. So the choice will be basically between myself, who's been a conservative my entire life, who has served his country, who understands the energy industry and understands the economy, or we can elect somebody that's been a 20-year Democrat politician here in Nevada and has voted to raise your taxes, has voted to actually has a lower NPRI score than Stephen Horsford, meaning that his votes on economy and taxes are worse than Stephen Horsford. So if you're wanting me to represent you, because those are your two choices, I do need your help, and I need donations. Unfortunately, that's part of politics. Stephen Horsford spent $9 million to win his two-year job, and I don't think I need that much, but that's what he spent. But I do need everybody's help, and they can go to electdavidflippo.com. That will be very helpful. There's a donor part, but more importantly, I want voters to learn about me. Go to my website, read the about me, read where I'm at, read all my issues. I've had my issues for a year, and they're written in stone, and they're written on my coin, and they're not going to change. I'm for parental rights. I'm for legal immigration, national security, energy independence, and economy. And if you believe in those are your values, then please donate to electdavidflippo.com.
David, always good to get with you. Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Kevin, looking forward to it. See you again.
There you go. Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, we thank him for his appearance on the program today, but also his contribution to our country, which as a military veteran, he is a combat commander.